So hello, I'm not at Pettigrew Muckle today, I couldn't make it. My kids were running in the Great Scottish Run today, but I thought I'd take John Johnson's invitation to record a little musings about something I've been thinking about over the course of today, which may or may not be interesting to anybody listening, but it's really about play and how we should not just develop play in the early years in primary, but as adults, do we really value play enough? I was out with two friends last night at a gig, and they're both psychologists, and we had a fantastic conversation about how they use play in therapy to remind adults they're working with to go back and revisit childhood notions of play and what that means. So things like puttering, tinkering, daydreaming, curiosity, glorious failure, experimenting, exploring, discovering, inventing, reinventing, finding things enjoyable, pleasurable, talking about work in progress and motivation. And what that means for us as adults, as lifelong learners, but also as kids too. There was an interesting debate about the Upstart Scotland and wanting a kindergarten stage age 3 to 7 in Scotland, and Glennie had an interesting blog post about that. Without going into too much detail about what I agree and disagree with that blog post, I think what's interesting is the debate about how we see formal education and how we sometimes still cut it off and we see, well, you know, nursery they can play and they can maybe play a bit in primary one or two, but we really need to knuckle down and get serious about learning. There's a lot about that I disagree with, and I think it's to do with how we understand learning, how we understand ourselves is misplaced in that. We love to play. I've been looking at some fantastic examples of teachers laughing and giggling and making things out of sticks. I'm not sure what they do. They're called talking sticks. They look fabulous. They've got big purple frilly heads on them and they look a lot of fun, and they look like they're having fun making them. And when you're in that moment of just putting everything at your disposal to having to enjoying things and being creative and not sure where things are going, that's sometimes when learning and enjoyment and fun come together and make things really, really powerful. I've got two kids. My kid and his friend are sitting in the living room just now absolutely lost in Lego. And when you watch kids in the moment where they are just going somewhere else, no learning intentions, no success criteria, but just sent off on a little journey, it's going to exploring things, it's really valuable, it's really precious. And I think we don't, as adults, give ourselves this time enough as well. So on this kind of theme of Pettigrew Muckle today about teach me and about pedagogues, what they should be like, I should be really wary and cautious of trying to control it too much, of trying to make it something that we want it to be. How do we do that? Well, we just give each other enough opportunity to share and talk, and as many informal opportunities as we can make, and encourage others to organise these, encourage others to just find different spaces, different places to go to, and make that good. I love seeing Natalie White out doing a walk and talk as well through the tweets. I thought it's brilliant. Find different spaces, different places, different environments, different moods to explore your thoughts, your meanderings, your daydream, inner dialogue, all these sort of things that help make us better people and give us time to do that. I kind of thought about kind of five areas that's really important for us. So going back to the conversation with my two friends last night, it's so important to well-being. Play, we can call it learn through play, we can give it all as many tags that it has, but just play, let's just call it play, is crucial to our well-being. It's those moments, there's no stress, there's no pressure, there's no outcome, perhaps, no determined outcome, but there's maybe a determined set of materials or the environment determines that as well, but it's really important for our well-being and our happiness to have these moments. The environment, the longer I teach, the longer I get frustrated with the classroom model, with the boxed-in environment we have. I can see, I saw a teacher the other week who did an incredible thing. She turned her in class into a Monopoly board, basically. The whole classroom was a game. But, you know, can we do that all the time? Is that really sustainable? It's impressive, but, you know, we really need to get outside. We really need to find different spaces or different spaces in the school to develop things. And, you know, this for me is a real, real big argument for outdoor learning, and a big argument for finding different areas to explore and bring out the best in kids and to allow them to play in different situations. Play is also collaborative, but it's also independent. I think it's really important, that kind of idea of choice and that personalisation. Sometimes you want to work with other people, but sometimes actually in the mood you're in or the way you're feeling, I want to do this on my own. I want to take, I want, I've got an idea, and I'm just going to play around with myself first before I share it with anyone else. So I think about things like Genius Hour, which for me is a real potential and something I'm trying to develop and look at, and the way that we give real personalisation and choice and opportunities to play around with things. Time, play needs time. I always talk about, specifically in things like if we're doing ICT or outdoors, that you just, you know, a few sessions just to explore and ideas and explore new software or stuff like that, just through having the time to play around with it. And that's not just early years, that's all the way through. We do as adults all the time, but probably don't identify enough as being play. And the purpose doesn't always have to be clear. Let's not always give learning intention. Let's not always give success criteria. Let's not always be as prescriptive as that and lock down what we think we want the children to find. The most exciting learning often for me has been where it's gone in different ways, where it's gone off in different directions and different tracks, and the kids have come up with something completely new that I wasn't expecting or had thought about or planned for. And that's when it's exciting, that's when it's valuable for them, and that's when it's real ownership of the learning. And you can really become a partnership with them because it becomes something else. And if you're looking for a model to help with that, one that's really key for me is the Outdoor Journeys model from Edinburgh University. And three simple things to think about. So questions, research and sharing. It's all about questions. It's all about what do you want to find out about? What are you curious about? What do you want to ask? When you've got that question, how can you find out more about it? How can you play more through it? How can you do more with the model you're making or with the country you're looking for? All those sorts of things. And the sharing bit as well. What are you going to tell someone about it? What have you found out? Or has it just led to more questions? Has it led to more curiosity and more desire to tinker and spend time playing? So you're having a wonderful day there today, and thank you for sharing your tweets. It's been a pleasure from looking on from afar. I'm going to cut the grass now. Goodbye.